Ron Duffersey is with us in our interview hour, and so too is Nash Ruhwiller. Morning to you, Nash.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. It would be understatement to say you've burst on the scene, mate. I guess you've been fortunate to get onto some good horses, but you must be rapt with the way that it's all come together here so quickly.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. I mean, if you sort of sat back and tried to predict the future sort of over Christmas to where you wanted to be 2 months after being back riding, this would be about right where I'd be. So, yeah, it's just been a dream come true, and, you know, we're working hard to keep it going.
Nash, I spotted an interview with your young bloke Campbell yesterday. He's pretty advanced. He's not far off. He's a young man now.
Yeah, look, he's done a terrific job. He's really knuckled down and done the hard work. And look, he's apprenticed to a really good horseman down there at Mornington, and a great trainer, Logan McGill, and he's. He rides work with him every day, and him and sort of Clayton Douglas and a few of the boys down there have really taken him under his wing and taught him to be a horseman first. I felt that was the most important thing, to sort of put him with someone who could do that. And they've done a tremendous job sort of putting him on the right track to becoming a jockey. And you know, it's not far away now, so. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, he's got a real passion, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. He's always had that. And, you know, he gets right into the form and racing his life. And, just going to be terrific when he does sort of get riding. And, a little bit of pressure on him. He's probably fortunate that... He's coming in at a time where there's going to be quite a lot of non-TAB meetings around Victoria and things like that, so he can sort of go down there and learn his craft and polish himself up before he, has to sort of get the pressure of normal race day riding there in Victoria.
Yeah, for sure. We all look forward to that. You'll start off with Jumper Leeds in race one in the Highway. You wouldn't know much about him.
No, look, he's had a couple of good conditioning runs and... pretty tricky draw to 8, and first time at the 14, I think. So I guess I'll be sort of guided by how he jumps and the trainer just to how positive or negative I'll be. But, he looks like he can sort of, if he jumps well, he can sort of slide across and put himself on a speed and hopefully get into a good rhythm. And I guess it'll just come down to how good a kick you can give off the turn, and you should be competitive.
Shock Alert, you've ridden him before. He's a good, tough, honest, on-pace type.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? He's, he put the writing on the wall that he's ready to win the other day, I thought, and he's got the form there over 2,000, so the 1,800 shouldn't pose too big a problem. He just gets into a lovely rhythm, he's as tough as nails.
Angel of Heaven, race 3. Big query here, first up for Chris.
Yeah, look, she's a lovely mare. I've ridden her in a couple of trials, sort of just quietly ridden out the back and let her work home late. And she's, I guess, to the naked eye, she hasn't sort of shown much in those trials, but the feel she's given me through the line and after has been really good. So it'll be interesting today. Like, we've just sort of been trying to get her to switch off and finish. And... we won't change too much today. I wouldn't think she'll be sort of midfield or worse and just kind of get her to relax and finish off. But she's a very talented mare, so I expect a nice run from her.
Yeah, your style should suit Costello. He's got his foot on the till.
Yeah, look, he's had the 4 runs. They've all been good. Obviously just looking to break through now. And today's sort of the day that we'd be hoping he can really step up and show what he's made of, because, as I say, he's had a lovely preparation and a couple of times things haven't gone quite right for him. But just looking to give him a good run today and show what he's made of.
Fasano, he's a bit of a sleeper for later on. He might do something though today.
Yeah, well, I think he's a horse that sort of shows he's got a fair bit of scope, and you know, it's a perfect time to sort of get on him and just see where he's going to go to, because he gives you the impression he's pretty talented, and I'm sure with racing he's only going to improve, you know. So he's a horse I'm looking forward to riding today.
Your big name horse today is Yes, Yes, Yes. He's a class horse.
He is, isn't he? I galloped him there last week at Randwick, and you know, look, he's pretty forward. He's obviously going to improve, as Christmas horses do, generally do first up. It's a sort of race where you just hope you'd get on the back of Exceedance or maybe even Gay's horse, Storm Passage, and they can just take you right into the race, and you know, we're just trying to give him the last shot of them.
Was he a handful in that gallop? He looked a bit fresh there, just cantering down the back there.
Oh, I'm glad you picked up on that, Ron. In a bypass. But no, look, we just got down the back there, and it was that windy down that back straight. I was putting off times, and he just got his head up and took off there for 300 metres, and I ended up saying to James Olweed, and once he got to the front, he was fine. But he wasn't a handful, but it was just that wind down the back. He got into that and just thought it was time to go. But, you know, look, he's a colt, and he's just come back, and he's nice and fresh, so... you know, hopefully he's on his best behaviour today, and you know, obviously just want to see him put the writing on the wall to that he's come back good, you know.
And Gem Song in race 7, nice horse first up.
Yeah, well, look, I haven't had a lot to do with this one, but obviously shown a fair bit of talent, and you know, you'd imagine in a race like this, with a bit of freshness on her side, she's going to be competitive.
And just one more, you picked up a real horse here in Classique Legend next week.
Yeah, look, I've worked him along this morning. He's in terrific order, and he's come through his trial as well. And you know, look, everyone's going to have to expect improvement out of him first up. He's sort of missing a run where these other horses are pretty much near the mark now, and he's sort of he's aimed to sort of peak on the big day, but look, that he's just a horse with that real X factor, and you know, if he can sort of get away with as easy time the first half of the race, you know, you can only imagine how he's going to hit the line. So really looking forward to getting involved, you know, or getting a partnership going with him.
Yeah, for sure. Good luck today.
Terrific. Thanks a lot, Duff.